Whatever it is that you stay with, but I want to talk to you about being diligent in the Word of God and doing what God says and living the life that God has prepared for you to live. Say, it's my life. I'll live it for God. Say, it's my life. I'll live it for God. So how am I going to know how to live it for God? By getting into His Word. Say, His Word. And find out what He's saying. Remember that Bishop talked the other day. And he said the Lord reminded him, after he had been praying and talking and reading the Word of God, that when you read this Word, what did he say? God is talking to me. Say that. Say, God, you are talking to me. Say it again. Say, God, you are talking to me. You know, I call him Father. I don't remember when he left being just God and became Father. So, Father, you're talking to me. And so what does he say in Proverbs 10 and 4? He becometh, in this King James, 10 and 4. Did I say 4 and 10? 10 and 4. He becometh poor, am I right? That dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. So if you never do anything, don't expect to have anything. Don't expect a handout to get you anything. Amen? And in the Jewish Complete Bible Study, it says, idle hands bring poverty. Diligent hands bring wealth. Say that. Idle hands bring poverty. Bring wealth. Say, my hands are? And you say what they are. Are they idle or are they diligent? Amen. And what am I saying when you say they are diligent? You're saying that they are persistent. They are consistently doing something. You're pursuing something. The thing is, sometimes we're doing so much, but we're not on the right track. I heard, I think I was listening to Brother Hagin on YouTube or somewhere, maybe we read it, but he said, many ministers and many people live and die and never get into their calling. Never get in. So sometimes we are busy, 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 and we're never still. But we want to get into what? Our calling. Say, my calling. My calling. Say, I'm diligent to pursue my calling. Hallelujah. Amen. And so this is what we want to do with the Word of God. But before we go there, let's look at Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And we're familiar with those verses. And verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with what? Trust in the Lord with what? All your heart. We're not talking about this machine that pumps here. We're not talking about this organ that pumps blood. We're talking about our spirit man that connects with God. Trust with the Lord with all your heart and do what? Lean not to what? My own understanding. In all my ways, I must what? Acknowledge him and he will. And the Jewish study Bible says he will level your path. He'll keep you on the straight and narrow. Remember, the Bible says that broad is the way that leads to destruction. Narrow is the way of God. And he said, be few that enter therein. Doesn't mean a few people are going to be saved. It means that few of us, or too few, get our actual calling. Amen? And so as we seek God, so how are we going to know how to trust God and how not to lean to our own understanding? Turn to James 1. 5, starting with verse 5. I think I probably will read on down a little bit further. But if you are diligent, say diligent. I want you to get that word in your heart. Diligent. I am going to be persistent. I'm tired. I worked all day. But I'm going to be diligent to show up to Wednesday night Bible class. I'm yawning and sleepy. Yawning means you're waking up. Tell your neighbor, say, you're waking up. You know, the one that on. All right. So I'm going to be persistent. I'm going to insist that I get here. I'm going to make my body move. You wake up sometimes, maybe in the morning, and it's time to get up for prayer, and you want to say, when my sister Ruby just moved back here, and she used to call in, though, when she lived in Maywood, and I know one of those times we heard loud snoring. She said, I went to sleep. I said, oh, that was you snoring. Amen. James chapter 1, and we are familiar with the scripture, but let's put our eyes on it. I'm still reading King James. And it says, if any of you lack what? Wisdom, let him ask of God. Now, we just said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding in what? All, say all. All. My ways, I must acknowledge him. And he will direct my path. He'll tell me what to do. That's why he has given us Holy Spirit. Amen. But if you don't know what to do and you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men, how? Liberally, not stingy. That shows us right now, God doesn't want you to pinch off the littlest, smallest piece, okay? I was talking to my sister about my nephew, and he just got out of prison doing so well. We've been praying for him a long time, Carlos. But she said, one thing, he won't get enough food. Why? Because he wasn't able to get enough food. My husband said, that may be a good thing. but he's still getting that little pinch a bit. But now he can get all he wants. And that's what I'm saying. God gives us what? Liberally, and upbraideth not. And it shall. It what? So we should be some really wise, wise people. Have you been diligent, say diligent, to ask God for wisdom, or are you just up doing stuff? Or are you worried about stuff? Are you fretting about stuff? If any man lacks wisdom, because I'm already what? Trusting God with what? All of my heart. I'm not leaning to my own understanding. In all my ways, not some, you know, not they used to use that expression, I'm going to lay my religion down, you know, get this fight on, get this cuss out, and then pick it back up. That doesn't work. We've grown out of that, but amen. I didn't hear many amens. Amen. Oh, you never worry into that. That's wonderful. That's wonderful.